Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Midday Magazine for this August 3rd, 2023. 3:30 on your clock, I have your host, James, here, and we're joined by one of our favorite people to talk to, Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Janelle, how are you?
I'm not doing bad at all. It's dry, really, really dry.
Yeah.
We've had some more rain very recently in the past couple of weeks. Before that, it was exceptionally dry, but, you know, you can check the drought monitor. In fact, this week's drought monitor drops today. It drops on Thursdays, and it just kind of gives us an update on where we're at. Last week on Thursday when I checked, we still abnormally dry. I think we're moving out, if I remember right, in Wood County, we're moving out of moderate drought and into abnormally dry. Mm. That's still dry, though.
Yeah,
I've been doing okay, but had a just lots of issues in the two counties that I serve and the county that I live in, Portage County. Just dry all around.
You're covering a lot of bases. And we're actually going to cover some of that with our conversation today. But you teed me up. I have to ask. Those out there wondering, should I be watering my lawn? Should I be doing more of that or less of that or anything? I know that there's a lot of concern with water conservation in the whole country. But at the same time, people are curious about that. I think that we've learned from the 50s that we don't just have to have the water sprinkler going all day on these lawns. But there's still kind of like a middle ground that I think that isn't really clear to people.
Yeah, so for lawns, I recommend letting your lawn go dormant over the summertime. But when you have long periods of time that it's very dry, that dormancy turns into death for the lawn, right? So, you know, if anybody's concerned, I would have them reach out to me at the extension office because I can help you kind of figure out, you know, if it's been exceptionally dry, how much water do you need to water a lawn? It's kind of switching gears over to our trees, though. That's where my real concern is. I'm worried in about 2 years from now, 1, 2 years, maybe 3 years out, because of the stress that the drought has given the trees, we're going to have secondary disease and insect pressures really coming in and causing some damage to our trees. So that's kind of, it's, you know, I'm kind of, you know, warning about something that's going to happen, you know, further in the future, you know, but in a couple of years, I'm going to be getting phone calls about, you know, insect pests in trees, and it'll be pests or diseases that'll, they wouldn't, if it was a healthy tree, they wouldn't have done any damage. They wouldn't have even been attracted to it, but since the tree was already stressed, secondary pressures are going to be coming in.
Something like that, there's not a lot of ways to counter something like that, I would imagine.
Right. It's about, you know, reducing that pressure right now, making sure that your trees are getting watered.
And a great note from you to reach out to you about this, because every lawn is going to be different, no different than fingerprints. Every, you know, that soil is going to be different compared to your neighbor, possibly. So how they may do their lawn may be different than how you do yours. Janelle can be more specific with you about that if you give her the details.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It always starts off with me. Okay. Let's just chat. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on.
My father will be calling you. I know he is. I guarantee he will be. Sowing success. That's where we want to start here. What is sowing success?
So sowing success is a 12-week course. It's an in-person course that folks will have an opportunity to learn, really gives you a foundational understanding of horticulture. We are going to be going each week. We are going to be going and learning about quite a few different subjects, including things like general gardening practices, really that those cultural things that you do to grow strong plants. We'll get into integrated pest management. We'll talk about soils and how, you know, soil health, because really everything starts with the soil. I'll give you some real basic information about botany, you know, and this is where you're going to learn a lot about, you know, identification and things like that. Then we'll take that integrated pest management and apply it specifically to insects, plant diseases, how to deal with wildlife as a pest, weeds. And then we'll talk really into about annuals and perennials, flowers. We'll talk about woody plants, trees and shrubs. We'll dig into fruits, including small fruits like berries, grapes. We'll talk about growing trees, fruit trees, so your apples and your pears, vegetable gardening, and we'll finish up with a week all about lawns. So this class, you'll really walk away with a good understanding of, just like a basic, just like I always talk, you can spend a lifetime learning about all of this stuff, but this will give you some solid evidence-based, science-based information, and I'll also teach you how to find good resources for when problems do come up. This is a class that, if you're familiar with the Master Gardeners, you might know that the Master Gardeners have to take a horticultural training course. This counts as that horticultural training course. However, if let's say that you want this information, but you don't necessarily have time in your life, right now is not the right time to become a volunteer, no worries. You can still take this course. There's no expectation to become a volunteer. Although if becoming a master gardener has always been one of your dreams, this is an opportunity for you to be able to do that.
That's a really cool opportunity for people, because I have talked to listeners over the years that have been interested in being a master gardener or learning more about it. Here is a great kind of course where you can do that. And even if you end up not wanting to, you take away such great information from it.
Yeah. You know, the way that I've got the class set up is you will each week, you will do some chapter reading. You will, from the book. Then you will watch a video lecture. Those are hosted on YouTube. So you do need to have access to the internet, although the library's got access to the internet as well. So you will need access to YouTube. Other than that, when we come into the classroom, it's not one of those lecture type classes. I'm not a sage on the stage in this environment. Instead, what we're going to be doing is hands-on activities. So if you remember back in, you know, science class when you did the labs and you were doing hands-on activities, that's what we're going to be doing when we meet in person. So we'll have those hands-on activities to reinforce the concepts that we went over earlier in the week. And then you'll get your – and you. The other thing I really love about this, too, is everybody's going to be coming in with their own background knowledge of what they've tried or what they know about gardening, right? So I'll have some folks that have some experience gardening, and I'll have some novices, too. In this environment, really, I do my best to encourage everyone has a chance to learn from each other. And it's last year, it was really a lot of fun. I did this course last year in Wisconsin Rapids, and it was a lot of fun watching the relationships blossom, watching the knowledge shared. You know, different people have tried different things, or, you know, just where they get their information.
The ability to share knowledge is one of the like the essences of humanity. Any opportunity to do that. Now, when you bring in people that have such a passion for a certain field, you're going to have even more select and I think very genuine, great information. And another great thing about this, too, is knowing your audience was just one of my favorite things. Janelle, you get the people that are going to be taking this class. Most people, if they're taking this class, they want to get their hands in the dirt. They like to get their hands in the dirt. And people learn better that way, or certain people learn better by physically doing things too. So it's really understanding the students, if you will, that would be taking these things that they want to do that kind of stuff. It's all well and good to sit back and listen and write down notes or anything. That stuff is helpful and a good essence of this. But you want to get your hands in the dirt. You want to do some stuff. And I think that's a very cool part of this.
Yeah. You know, I try to cover as many different bases. So you've got that opportunity to just sit back and kind of passively, if you want to take notes, but the video lectures, you know, you'll be getting a little bit of visual, but that's mostly audio. And then you've got that opportunity, because I'm one that I don't necessarily do well with audio and lectures, but if I read something, then I will remember that material. So I try to hit, you know, different learning styles, and hopefully everyone walks away with understanding some concepts a lot better. And then the biggest piece is just knowing where to go when you, where to find the information when you need it later on.
I love the idea of it. This isn't so much you preaching as it is giving people options, giving people opportunity to find different things, especially with a field like this, as we already touched on. Every lawn is going to be a little different, and the different things that you're looking for may be different as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
When is the event?
So this class, it runs, it's almost every Tuesday evening, and I'll circle back to that in a second. So Tuesday evenings at the McMillan Library, we're going to be starting September 2nd and finishing up on November 28th. And I'm kind of excited because that's my birthday,
nice,
so I'll get to spend my birthday with them.
Very cool.
Finishing up the class. The class runs from 5 p.m. until 7:30. So it'll be 2.5 hours. If we end up finishing up early, we'll get out early. But
cool.
Last year I ran it for only 2 hours, and I found that it just wasn't quite enough time.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So I said Tuesday evenings, mm-hmm. except the second week of the class. The second week of the class will be meeting on Thursday of that week. So it'll be the 21st instead of the 18th.
Yeah.
Let's see. As far as where it's at, I just mentioned it's at the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids.
How about registration?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So the cost of the course is $125. Mm-hmm. And that really just covers overhead and gives me a little bit of extra money to put back into my programming for next year.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to register, you can give us a call at the extension office. Our phone number is 715-421-8440. Or if you just punch into Google Sewing Success, and that's SOWING, Sewing Success, Wood County. It should be the first thing that pops up.
Yeah. And I encourage people to, or I was going to ask too, with something like this, when it's a longer course or goes over a couple of weeks or what have you, sometimes people will be hesitant to do them if they can't make every class. Is this one of those ones you have to attend every single one, or you get a D? How does it work with this one?
I'm not handing out grades. This is adult learning. I'm hoping that if you're paid for the class. So my thought is, you're going to come to as many classes as you can attend. Now, the nice thing about this is the core content is in those chapter readings and mm-hmm. in the video lectures. So if you can't make it to one of our sessions, that's okay. I won't have any makeup sessions. So you'll be missing out on those hands-on activities that are designed to reinforce the concepts. But as far as the main bread and butter, the meat and potatoes of the class, you'll have access to that stuff. So if you can't make one of the sessions, that's okay.
Sewing Success, Evidence-Based Gardening Essentials, coming up September 12th. Learn more about that and register. Throw it into your search engine, Sewing Success Wood County. We'll give you more details before we wrap up about registration. We're speaking about some upcoming programs with our friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator with UW-Madison. And Janelle got this next one coming up, Growing and Caring for Plants in Wisconsin, Foundations in Gardening. It's a great title.
Yeah, so this is a really cool program. Let's say that you would not be, Tuesday evenings, it's just simply not going to work for you. If that's the case, or, for whatever reasons, we've got this other opportunity, and this is opened up to anybody across the state of Wisconsin. It's a completely online course. It's a self-paced course. So you can go through the materials at your own pace. Mm. Like I said, it's completely online.
That's
so
nice.
To participate in this class, you'd need to have access to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you're going to be learning the same information that you would have learned in my class. So still hitting those same subjects like, pest management and how to apply pest management mm-hmm. for diseases and insects and weeds and all that type of stuff. Well, you'll be learning about fruits and vegetables and lawns and flowers and all of the same information.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that here it's completely online and then at a self-paced course. You won't have a educator with you,
mm-hmm.
but if there is a human being out there that you can email and ask questions, but it's not like a Zoom type thing.
Right.
It's more of completely on your own.
Some people learn better that way or take in register information better that way. So it's a nice option for those types of people, or just as you mentioned earlier, time sensitive maybe. You're just not able to take the other classes. That's a great option for people.
Yep. Yeah. So if anyone's interested in that, the time frame is about the same. It starts September 10th and runs through December 9th. The thing I like about that is that flexibility that's in there. And with this class, you're going to be able to have access to the course material all the way through August of 2024.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes. So the cost for this class, they are running early registration from now until August 14th. If you register in that time of period and during the early bird period, the cost of the class is $300. After August 14th, the cost rises up to $325. There are needs-based scholarships available, but you need to apply for those scholarships during the early bird registration. Otherwise, regular registration is going to run all the way through August 31st. If you're interested in registering for that class, you can Google Foundations in Gardening. It should be the first thing that pops up. Just look for a UW symbol.
Appreciate the scholarship option for people and even the accessibility of this, the freedom of being able to do it online and that. And it, the way that we can feel good from when we pay for these courses, knowing that that money goes right into UW and continuing doing the great work that they, our friends at Extension, do. Some of our favorite interviews, some of the favorite people to talk to are like yourself, Janelle, and our UW members. And we get to talk about these different topics every week with a different person who knows their stuff. There's nobody a part of that team over at UW who is not just a great brain and knows so much about that particular topic. So we know how much the audience appreciates that, and it's a great way for us to show that appreciation taking these classes and knowing that that funding goes right into that.
It 100% goes. I mean, I know I shouldn't say I know exactly where it goes, but I do know that the funding for the profits from that class goes towards funding positions within the horticulture program. And those positions are about really just getting the word out, basically doing what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm. And that's so vital to not just it, and we've talked about this before, but it bleeds into so many different things in our society and in our world. If you get a kid interested in Mother Nature, there's so many different things that that person could end up growing up to do, and who knows what impact they can make in that field. And that's just one example, one thing. We can keep going. We don't have enough time to keep going on that. There's a lot of great that could be done with that. I encourage you to do so. We had some webinars wanted to touch on as well.
Yeah, so these are cool. These are free webinars. If you're familiar with the term lunch and learn, that's kind of what these are modeled after. So each of these webinars are at noon, and they run about a half an hour. They're 100% free. So the topic for this series is Digging Deeper, which I really like that title. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be talking about growing garlic in Wisconsin, composting basics, and soil testing. So the first one, growing garlic in Wisconsin, that's going to be August 30th at noon. And my buddy Darren Kimbler, he's a former agriculture educator for UW-Madison Extension in Iron County, and he's also a garlic farmer. Mm. He's going to be talking all about how to grow garlic. And then my other buddy, Julie Hill, and September 6th, again at noon, she's going to be talking about from scraps to soil composting basics. Mm. She's actually my counterpart down in Rock, Jefferson, and Woolworth counties. Mm. And then Kristen Kurkowski, I really hope I didn't butcher her last name.
Oh, I think you got it. Nicely done.
Well, I live in Portage County.
That's so good.
Kristen is a commercial horticulture educator down in Waukesha County, and she's going to be talking all about soil testing, why, when, and how. Mm-hmm. And so, and soil testing is so important. You know, we think about water quality issues, and some of our water quality issues are due to homeowners adding inputs that aren't really necessary. Mm-hmm. So this is going to help you, you know when to fertilize, how to fertilize, and really why to fertilize.
I have not heard anything. All I was paying attention to is the growing garlic. I'm a big garlic fan, Janelle, so I apologize. No, I'm joking, but that is a great course right there. I don't think a lot of people realize what it takes and that you can grow garlic in that. It's a nice idea for that. And fresh garlic, not very few things in the world like it. Like, there's really something about fresh garlic that is awesome. The composting webinar is just as interesting and fascinating to me, too. There has been a rise, even before the pandemic, but especially during the pandemic, of people getting into composting. One of the issues I find with that when I talk to people about it is, I want to do this, I just don't know that much about it. And even a search engine doesn't really tell you the things that maybe you might want to know, or it can't answer questions that you have. Something like this is a great opportunity with Julie to be able to ask questions, to be able to hear from a source and no real middleman in between.
Yeah, they shoot to try to have the actual presentation last about 20 minutes and then leave 10 minutes at the end for questions. And then you'll also be connected to, you know, all different resources that you could look to get more information. If you, composting in particular, if you Google Wisconsin Master Composter, there's a PDF online. It's 70 pages and it'll tell you really everything you ever wanted to know about composting. Julie's webinar is going to shorten that up to 20 minutes, but clearly there's more to learn if it's a topic that you're interested in.
Janelle, did you have any other news or notes that you wanted to touch on before we wrap up? We've got a couple minutes left. Otherwise, we can kind of go over some of the things we already have.
Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about some of the questions that have come in during the past week. I haven't teased them out, Marathon versus Wood Counties, but, you know, basically what's happening in Marathon's happening here, too. Mm-hmm. So some of the questions that have been coming in, you know, we've had some very severe storms blowing through, which has been great to get some water, but we've had some questions coming in about tree damage. Mm-hmm. How to go about. So if you've got some tree damage, you can reach out to me and I can kind of either point you to how to find a certified arborist if the damage is very significant. If it's minor, I can give you some resources about pruning and straightening and guying and all that type of stuff. Other than that, though, lots of the dryness has presented itself in unique ways. And so I've had people call in with questions about my lilies the bulbs aren't opening. What's going on here? And it turns out to be probably due to the dry conditions. I had somebody call about some bronzing on their hydrangea, wondering if it was a disease. And here I was kind of leaning towards probably dryness. I think it's taking on it. It's fall color early. In fact, I've already noticed. I think this is the earliest year I've ever seen it. And I want to say it was around July 21st was when I first noticed some maples starting to change their colors. Wow. That is due to drought stress. So they're like, okay, we're done. We've had enough. People were calling regarding lawn care questions are coming in fast and furious. Japanese beetle questions are starting to die down for a while there. The week before that, it was just kind of like drinking out of a fire hose with Japanese beetle questions. Now that's switched over to lawn care questions, which makes sense because fall is the most important time to really think about your lawns. And then slime mold questions. People seeing this really, really strange stuff out in the lawn, probably because we finally got some moisture fast and furious. And so people are wondering, what's that weird stuff? Other than that, as far as insect questions, we've had some fall webworm activity and, like I mentioned before, Japanese beetles. As far as weeds go, people are wondering, what's that bamboo-looking stuff growing and how do I get rid of it? It's probably Japanese knotweed. If you've got something like that growing, or really any unidentified species that are plants, or maybe insects too, definitely reach out to me. My phone number is 715-421-8440. They'll get you connected to me. As far as diseases go, powdery mildew, really bad because it's humid and dry, and powdery mildew has a tendency to explode in those conditions, as well as anthracnose on a lot of trees. Those questions are kind of dying down, but they were really popular at the earlier part of the summer, about a month ago.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more and reach you, Janelle, how can they do that?
A couple of different ways. So one way would be just to pick up the phone and call down to the extension office. That phone number is, one more time, 715-421-8440. And just say you'd like to leave a message for Janelle or the gardening lady. They'll figure it out. Otherwise, the easiest way to reach me is always through email, because I hop back and forth between a couple of different counties that I serve. My email address is my first name dot last name. That's JANELL.WEHR@WISC.EDU, like Wisconsin Education.
Yeah. Love talking with you, Janelle. Thanks for hanging out with us. Looking forward to the next time already.
Me too.
We'll take a break right here. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.